It's 6:56. Thank you for hanging with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. One thing we do know about today is that we start the day with no indictment announced against former President Trump by the Manhattan District Attorney. The other thing we do know is that the Federal Reserve is going to be gathering once again for another one of their two-day hearings where they'll make decisions on the state of the economy and ultimately how much to jack up interest rates, if at all. WOKV's Blair Miller continues our live team coverage from Washington. And Blair, it appears as though the Fed is facing a blurrier outlook as it's weighing a potential rate hike.
Yeah, and there'll be a lot to watch here this afternoon. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will be front and center this afternoon. You know, the Fed has raised rates 8 times since March of 2022. The most recent increase was in February when they went up a quarter point. Some analysts are saying the collapse of those two U.S. banks this month could cause the Fed to really hold the rates steady and give the U.S. economy some breathing room right now. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, speaking at the American Bankers Association yesterday, said the U.S. banking system remains sound. She also added Congress should increase the debt ceiling. But critics of the White House, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, say that won't produce any solutions. Economists say the Fed's repeated rate hikes are an attempt to curb inflation back down to the central bank's goal of around 2%. However, some recent economic data still shows strength in the labor market and in consumer spending. So a lot of people will be watching closely because this impacts our credit cards, car loans, and home mortgages.
Blair, if there is a pause, at least this time around, is that likely by analysts to be just a temporary to see how the markets have settled since the Signature Bank and the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed?
Well, and that's kind of the thinking right now. Has it been too much too quickly? You know, would holding off, you know, for a bit, maybe let the market kind of cool and catch up and see how this impacts, you know, some of the effects like the banking industry or even mortgage rates and what's happening in housing markets to see if that makes any changes and tries to cool things off. Will that be enough? Have they gone far enough? Some analysts say maybe this is a sign they've gone far enough, but we don't quite know that yet. And so that's why there's thinking on both sides that still maybe there needs to be some change. It's just not clear right now. So that's the thinking on why there may be some breathing room here right now.
You wonder if it's almost easier to guess what the Fed may do or who the next upset is going to be in the big dance, huh?
Yeah, good luck with both of those.
Yeah, indeed, right? Jacksonville's only all-news morning show will continue to follow the story, and Blair will stay on top of that storyline and listen for your reporting throughout the day. WOKV News Time, 6:59.